It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. After the news after Tuesday's primaries were that two largely moderate women are running to replace Jeff Flake in Arizona and Andrew Gillum's upset in Florida's Democratic gubernatorial primary. But in Oklahoma, a primary runoff on Tuesday saw the defeat of lawmakers who had opposed a tax hike to pay teachers. The tax hike passed in March, and teachers' salaries, which are the lowest in the nation, will be raised 18%. But that still leaves most teachers, even the most experienced teachers in Oklahoma, making less than $50,000 a year. David Blatt is the executive director of the Oklahoma Policy Institute, a nonpartisan independent think tank that provides data to promote adequate, fair, and fiscally responsible funding for public services in Oklahoma. And he has deigned to join us on this Labor Day morning. David, thank you for being here.
Good morning.
So I want to go to Tuesday's. Tuesday's primary was a runoff primary. You had a primary in June. There were some races that didn't get, people didn't get 50% of the vote or more. And what happened in the primaries Tuesday in terms of how many lawmakers lost their seats because of their vote on this education teachers bill?
Yeah, this was the really notable and almost unprecedented result in Oklahoma, where we had last week six Republican lawmakers who were incumbents defeated in the runoff election, and all of them had voted against this tax increase that the legislature had managed to pass during the last legislative session to give teachers a raise. So if there was ever an iron rule in Oklahoma politics, and probably national politics, is that you could never be too anti-tax as a Republican. Mm. And here we had a situation where Republican lawmakers overwhelmingly voted to pass a tax increase, and those who didn't are now being punished by their own voters in primaries.
And who are the candidates who beat them, not in terms of, you know, what are their names, what have you, but what do they represent, and are they likely to win?
Typically, they are defined as moderates, and most importantly, they have been outspoken in their support for public education and their support for putting more dollars into our schools to pay teachers better salaries and to boost education funding. Oklahoma has seen the deepest cuts in the nation in education funding over the last decade. It has had wide-ranging consequences, including teachers fleeing the profession and school districts having to use emergency certifications just to get a body in the classroom. And here in Oklahoma, we've had one-fifth of school districts that last year went to four-day school weeks in order to try to help balance the budget.
How big were these education cuts?
They've been pretty substantial. By one measure that is put out by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, per pupil funding in Oklahoma was down by over 25% over the last decade, adjusted for inflation. And that was far worse than other states. So we saw here, as in other states, teachers became militant to the point of extended walkouts. We had a two-week teacher walkout in the state, which contributed to this big raise. But what was maybe less expected is that we're really seeing the consequences at the ballot box.
We are talking about what happened in Oklahoma last week when pro-tax Republicans were beaten by, actually anti-tax Republicans were beaten by some pro-tax Republicans on education. The teacher pay raise is 18%. It still doesn't seem to be a whole lot of money they're making. But there were other things that didn't get passed that teachers and that pro-education people wanted to get passed in March. Is that correct?
Right. So the legislature did vote for a large pay raise, and it was accompanied by about a $500 million tax increase, the first time that Oklahoma legislators had passed any substantial tax increase in a quarter century. And here in Oklahoma, to pass a tax increase, you need a three-quarter vote of both chambers. So that was a pretty big deal. But while it was a significant pay raise, there wasn't additional money that was made available to hire more teachers or to replace guidance counselors and librarians and school health officials and others who've been cut over the years. So I think people recognize that what happened last session was an important first step, but the voters are still pretty angry about the mess that we've created over the last decade. And we're seeing in those election results in the primaries that they're taking it out on the most rigid ideological members of the Republican Party who refuse to go along with the funding increases.
So this 18% pay raise, what are the taxes? This is not an income tax that has been voted in. What kind of taxes have been raised?
So there were three main taxes. One was a dollar per pack increase in the cigarette tax. We also raised the motor fuel tax on gas and diesel. And then most controversially and most significantly, we raised the tax on oil and gas production. Oklahoma is a big energy producing state, and we've been taxing initial production on oil and gas at just 2%. And there was agreement finally, after a big, big political battle, to raise that rate from 2% to 5%. And including the higher taxes on oil and gas was enough to create a bipartisan agreement among the Democratic minority and the Republican majority to get this tax increase through.
And is this a regressive? I've read a little bit about people saying that this is a regressive tax, but taxing corporations doesn't seem to me very regressive.
Well, it was ultimately we saw more of a balanced package. So Republicans had been more supportive of raising cigarette taxes and motor fuel taxes. Democrats were the ones that held out for the increase in the gross production tax. The final package included those three components. Also, while not raising the income tax, limited the itemized deductions that more higher-income folks typically take. So the final package did actually include a mix of progressive and regressive taxes.
So the vote happened in March. The legislative vote happened in March. The primary happened in June. I want to know what the atmosphere was like in Oklahoma these past few months. And also, where do you think they're going to go next? Is this a harbinger for things to come, or is it just an outlier?
Well, I think that we're going to see a very different legislature when it comes back in 2019. We have this group of hardcore Republicans who were defeated in their primaries. Many others chose not to run again. We're going to have a very new group at the legislature, and they seem to be, among the candidates who are winning and doing well, they seem to be committed to more pragmatic bipartisan solutions. So I think we're going to see Oklahoma has taken some real significant steps towards the political center. It'll be interesting to see whether in that Oklahoma is a bit of a leading indicator for the nation as a whole. I think Oklahoma moved far to the right several years ahead of other states, and we now seem to be moving towards the center. Be interesting to see whether other states are moving in that same direction as well.
We have been talking to David Blatt of the Oklahoma Policy Institute about Oklahoma's primary runoffs last week. David, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Coming up next, we're going to look at the state of our national parks. I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's The Morning Show.